Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers, and joining me to talk about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish taking on the Louisville Cardinals this upcoming weekend is my man, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic today. Let's talk some college football at its highest level.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. But before we get started, though, if you enjoy the episode, please like, comment, share, and, of course, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our show. Once again, check us out on Facebook and on YouTube. And if you enjoy listening to podcasts, well, you are in luck because we have a weekly podcast, 100 Yards of Football, available on all major podcast streaming platforms. All right, well, let's get into this one. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Let's talk about them first and foremost. And we all know the soul, the heart and soul around this team is their leader, their quarterback, Mr. Sam Hartman. On the year, he has been lights out. And when I say lights out, Vincent, 1,458 yards through the air, nice 66% completion percentage. He averages 10 yards a throw, pretty much, or 10 yards of completion, 14 touchdowns, and a big goose egg, zero INTs on the year. I mean, you can't get a whole lot more efficient than that. He has been lights out since the beginning of the season. Running back room, you got a guy who is putting in work as well with Audric Estime. 95 carries, 672, a 7.1 average, and 7 touchdowns on the year. He is putting in some good work, as well as his backup, Jeremiah Love. 31 carries for him, 220. He also averages 7.1 yards a carry. He's gotten the end zone once, and, I mean, you look at the receiving core. Mitchell Evans leading the way, the big tight end. 18 grabs, 272. Chris Tyree behind him, 11 for 269. And Jaden Thomas with 13 grabs for 195. But the guy who is leading the team in terms of touchdowns is going to be Holden Stace. He's got 6 grabs, Vincent. Of those 6, 4 of them are for in the end zone for touchdowns. So putting in some good work there. Another thing, too, that I've noticed here in the games that we've covered today is the kicking game has been off for at least one of these teams. And Notre Dame, 5 of 10 on field goal attempts is Mr. Spencer Schrader, only 50% on the year. Granted, those are from 30 yards and above, and 2 of those come from 50-plus. So just something to watch out for. He's perfect on extra points, but if it's field goal, might want to be seeing where you're at in terms of field position. Now, on the defense, I mean, they've got a lot of really talented guys with Howard Cross III leading the team in tackles with 35 on the year. Jordan Bethello leading the team in terms of sacks with 2. They've got, as a team, 9 on the season. 22 passes defended, which is insane. And in terms of interceptions, you're rolling it with 6 on the year. That's thanks to Mr. Xavier Watts for getting things working out there. Overall, we all know that this Notre Dame team is very good. Besides the one blemish on their record, they've pretty much been a world beater this year. A lot of people picked them to win that game the other week against the Ohio State. We know how it turned out. But Notre Dame still ranked number 10 in the country. A lot of games left to go. They're going to be going up against a tough Louisville team. Mr. Turner, how are the Fighting Irish going to do?
I'm going to say this. I'm very proud of the job Marcus Freeman has done this year with Notre Dame. They had a very, very tough loss against Ohio State a couple weeks ago. But what I came impressed with was them old Notre Dame teams I saw on Saturday night. Very balanced. Very physical on both lines of the scrimmage. I'm talking about back in the days of Ross Brown and Willie Fry, Joe Montana, that type of Notre Dame team. And the quarterback, Sam Hartman, if you're talking about an individual that couldn't win anywhere to fit his personality and what he can do as a player, Notre Dame was the place. The one young thing about the young man that I'm going to press with, Logan, is that he's got 14 touchdown passes and no interceptions.
Yeah.
That's very, very huge there. But he's played a lot of football. As I said, that was a very tough loss to Ohio State 2 weeks ago. But make no bones, this is a Notre Dame team that's national championship quality. You talk about their defense. Man, their pass defense is off the charts. They've only allowed 47% complete percentage rate against their team. Benjamin Morrison, remember that name, the cornerback. He's one of the best players of the country, 11 tackles, 1 interception. But last year, he had that big interception return as a true freshman against Clemson. But this gentleman right here, pound for pound, might be the best defensive back in the country. All you got to do is go back 2 weeks ago and look at the game film, how he played against Marvin Harrison Jr., who a lot of people saying in the 2024 NFL draft is the best receiver that's going to go in the draft. It might be the best receiving prospect since Randy Moss. This Notre Dame team is very solid. I like what Marcus Freeman is doing. And when you look at Notre Dame, this is a serious, serious football team, brother. Seriously, physical on both sides of the ball, on the line of scrimmage.
Yes, sir. And let's talk about the Louisville Cardinals, see if they can pull off the big upset. I mean, this is Louisville is ranked number 25 in the nation, but this is their first big test of the year. They've played Georgia Tech, Murray State, Indiana, Boston College. And then on September the 29th, they got the win against NC State. Close one, 13-10, the final score. So this is their first big test on the year. Let's look at their team, who they've got, and who needs to step up if they want to win this ball game. Quarterback, of course, you're going to start there with Mr. Jack Plummer. He's got 1,406 yards through the air. He's got 11 touchdowns, Vincent, but six INTs. Definitely, if you want to win this ball game, got to cut down on the turnovers. Also, has been sacked nine times on the year. If Notre Dame, if they want to get this win, and if Louisville wants to get this win, it's all about the running game for Louisville. Jawar Jordan, 66 carries for the young man, 510 yards, a 7.7 average, and leading the team with six touchdowns on the ground. Definitely someone you got to circle on your notebook who is coming into this game on Saturday night. Receiving game, you got Jamari Thrash, 444 in terms of yards, 22 catches, leads the team. He's got five touchdowns for him. Amari Huggins, Bruce behind him, 13 grabs, 191. He's got two touchdowns. And there's a few other guys there like Chris Bell, Kevin Coleman, and Isaac Garindo, as well as Jarrad Jordan, who I just mentioned. We're putting into work at the receiving game as well. Looking to the defensive side of the ball, though, you got TJ Quinn leading your team in terms of tackle. He's got 32 on the year, looking impressive. Ashton Gilotti, Mr. Football, five sacks on the year for the young man. He's looked really good as well. Behind him, Desmond Tell, the other big defensive lineman. He's got two for him. Look at the D-backs and as well as the linebackers. Put in some work. You got Cameron Kelly, two interceptions on the year for him, leading the team. They've got 15 passes defended. Overall, Louisville, they've got to play a really good game if you want to get the win against Notre Dame, who was upset, who is going to be wanting to just put up a lot of points in a hurry. So Louisville, big thing for them. My key, Vincent, got to be able to get the running game going. And for Jack Plummer, got to cut down the interceptions. What's your keys to the victory for the Louisville Cardinals?
Hey, I'm proud of Jeff Braun, former quarterback in the University of Louisville, came over from Purdue as a head coach, came back home as a hometown son. Look what he's done at Louisville. They're undefeated so far in this season. And what he did, he went out and got a quarterback that was with him over there at Purdue and Jack Plummer. What I like about Mr. Plummer, I want you to hear this statistic. The ACC got a great line of quarterbacks, right?
Yes, sir.
They got Jordan Travers at Florida State. They got Riley Leonard at Duke. They got Tyler Van Dyke at Miami. And they got Drake Mayer at North Carolina. All of them are legitimate NFL prospects, correct?
Yes, sir.
But Jake Plummer leads the ACC in yards per completion at 10 yards a pop. Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned Louisville has playmakers all over the field. One guy that I'm going to keep my eye on, I saw him play in high school here in the metro Atlanta area where we broadcast live from, is Jimmy Calloway out of Morrill High School. Went to Tennessee, really didn't get on the field a lot. Came to Louisville, watch him especially in this game. They like to run him on the jet sweep. I'm looking at this Louisville team. They're playing with house money. Notre Dame is coming in. A team that a lot of people are saying is that team that can get in the college football playoffs. They play an outstanding schedule, Notre Dame. Louisville ain't got nothing to lose, and it's a home game. And I'm going to tell you something about the city of Louisville, Kentucky. Don't get it misconstrued that they're a basketball school. They come out and support that team when it's come football. And it's Saturday night. They're going to be rocking in Louisville like the great Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay, from Louisville, Kentucky. Jeff Braun after the game might say, hey, I've shocked the world. And look at the alumni at Louisville, the great Johnny Unitas, Tom Jackson, Joe Jacoby, Lenny Lyles, Frank Minifield, Ray Buchanan. They got to be proud. This is a big football game. But Notre Dame, I picked them to win the football game. I'm going to give you my prediction. I'm going to say 27-20. But, hey, don't go in there and take Louisville lightly, because this is a well-coached football team with a good coach in Jeff Braun, and he's already proved to you Louisville's undefeated in the ACC. And they had a big, big time win over Georgia Tech, the first game of the year. So we got to see him up close and personal in that first college football weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My final prediction for this game, I'm going to go with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, getting the win on the road in this one. Give me Notre Dame 33 and give me Louisville 21. I think Notre Dame's going to be just, like you said, angry, upset, whatever you want to call it after their, you know, after what they had to go through. All everyone's been making fun of them. Louisville, like you mentioned, they got a really good team. I think they're going to put up a good fight, but I think in the end, I think Sam Hartman and company are just going to put it away and put it to bed this upcoming Saturday. As always, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, appreciate you coming on the show, talking some college football with me. And hey, how about yourself at home? Go home and enjoy some college football this weekend, NFL football as well. And once again, check us out on Facebook and YouTube each and every single week. Both our podcasts, so you don't miss a single episode. Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, I've been your host and producer, Logan Landers. Enjoy the rest of your nights, everyone, and we'll see you again.